June already. Wow. I'll tell you what, the time flies when you're having fun. And I have learned the secret of teleportation. Yesterday, we had to take two of our grandkids back to their parents in Little Washington. So Bonnie drove. And we drove to Little Washington, and I refereed between the two of them fighting in the back seats, a 3-year-old and 7-year-old. And we did that the whole way out. Got there and dropped them off to their parents and said our goodbyes. And it was coming on to dark, and we turned around and headed back out 70 to home, and Bonnie was driving. Now, I normally just sit and talk to her, but yesterday was kind of a quiet thing, so I pulled my phone out, and I did a jigsaw puzzle. And I kid you not, no sooner did I get that jigsaw puzzle done, I looked up, and we were exiting for Irwin. I said, this can't be. This is just amazing. So just so you know, that's the trick to teleportation. You just gone like that. So it's good to be here in the house of the Lord, where God loves us so much, even when we're silly, God loves us. It's good to be in his presence. Lots of stuff going on today in this service and coming up this summer. So we have a lot of good things to talk about. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for the ministry opportunities we give you. We give you thanks, Lord, that you love us in spite of our bumps and ugly spots. And Lord, we thank you for this time in our lives, for this moment here. And Lord, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. So come, Holy Spirit. Come into our hearts and our lives and transform us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be. Fill us all with love for one another, whether we know each other or not. Fill us especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see everybody this gorgeous, gorgeous day, this gorgeous weekend. I'd like to offer a warm welcome to all who are here, members, visitors. Are there any visitors with us today? If there's visitors, if there's anybody, yeah, that needs information about our church, pastor can provide information. There's also a packet of information out in the narthex on the shepherd's hook. And if you would remember to sign the registration pad, the red registration pad, and pass it towards the center where the ushers can pick it up. And if somebody that normally sits near you is missing, give them a call and tell them to get back here. Prayer requests can be written on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the end of the pews also. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. Next week is Pentecost Sunday, and we'll be decorating not at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, but 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, decorating for Pentecost. And Pentecost Sunday, everyone is encouraged to wear red, the symbol of joy and fire of the Holy Spirit. The Christian Holy Day of Pentecost, which is celebrated on the seventh Sunday after Easter, commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus while they were in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of Weeks as described in the Acts of the Apostles. In Christian tradition, this event represents the birth of the early church. And there's Wikipedia information in the bulletin that you can Google and look at. The youth group's first big fundraiser will be a pancake breakfast between services next Sunday on Pentecost Sunday. And again, the decorating is at 10 o'clock in the morning. Reception of new members will be held next week on Pentecost Sunday. Please contact Pastor Bruce for further info. And there is a coffee hour to honor our grads. Today's graduation recognition Sunday to honor our grads, excuse me, after this service. Lots of information on the ladies. Retreat, camp, Allegheny, lots of information about that. Sounds awesome. You can just do Saturday or you can do the whole weekend. There's directory information.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. Methodist Women Picnic on June 10th at 12 noon. Children's collection today is Eastbrook Mission Barn, UMCOR. And Patty's going to talk about the work trip. And Diane's going to talk about the directory.
Very quick, while Pat's coming up. Come on up, Pat. It's okay. Please look at the announcement in your bulletin about the directory. They redesigned the website because it had some bugs. If you have an iPhone, you can just update it. If you have an Android, you have to uninstall the old app and put the new one in. Unfortunately, you still need your code. So I think I just resent it. I may do it one more time to make sure everybody has it. When you get your code, write it down somewhere, because I have a feeling they're going to be updating this periodically. If you don't have a code, email me and I'll send you one. Thank you.
Good morning. I wanted to give you a little update on the mission work trip. The theme this year is changing lives and building memories, and we hope to do that for Susie Cross. She has a leaky roof, and so we are building a roof over her existing mobile home. We will be removing an existing porch, which kind of interferes with us being able to put the roof on, and then we are going to build her a brand new porch. And she would also like to have some exterior painting done of the mobile home on some of the trim. So that is what the project is for this year. Friday, Jack got the estimate from the Builder Center as to the building material. This is pretty much all lumber. 24 trusses. It comes to a total of $4,500 is what the cost for the project will be. Appraise, $2,875.50 has been received. So thank you very much. We are still in need of some funding. We're leaving in a little over 2 weeks. We're leaving on a Wednesday now. There are 29 people on the mission team. Five of them are newbies. It costs for a person to go on the work trip approximately $140. And to help defray the cost of the food for the work trip, there are, I believe, three or four bags left out in the narthex. It has an item of food on it. Take a bag, take two bags. Purchase that item, put that item back in that bag, and return the bags next week. It's all non-perishable. Once we have set our menu, I just go through recipes, and if it's something that's non-perishable, I just write it on the bag. If you're a baker and you would like to donate 2 dozen cookies, I'm asking for around 4 or 5 people to do that donation. In your bulletin, there is a materials donation paper. When we did this back in April, we thought that we were doing our normal putting a room onto an addition onto a mobile home. We do not need drywall. We do not need windows. We do not need doors. Everything is going to go for lumber. One of our favorite things to mark on the lumber is "In God We Trust." This is one of the youth's jobs on the work site, is they mark everything that you have designated. The majority of it will go to the trusses, in memory, in honor, or to the glory of God. So at this time, I would like to thank this congregation for your prayers. Keep them ongoing as the team prepares to leave, that we leave family behind. Safety at the site, they're working on a roof. Safety in the kitchen. Our traveling mercies, that there is teamwork and there is fellowship among the 29 of us that are there. Thank you in advance for your donation of food and your monetary donations. There is a meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon for members of the work team. If you can make it, great. If you can't and are at the service, I have your T-shirts and I have your packet of information. Just see me after the service and I will get you everything. The work team is ready for Pentecost for next week. Our T-shirts this year are red. As I said, we're changing lives and we're going to build some memories. Thank you.
At this time, let's do our memory verse, which is located on the very front of our bulletin, in the center at the top. Psalm 118, 6. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. Psalm 118, 6. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. If you'd all please stand at this time for our call to worship. Oh. Yeah. Never mind. Not just yet. They're sitting. They knew. Okay, now if we'd all please stand for our call to worship. Comes from Psalms, Psalm 47, number 781. Clap your hands, all peoples. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared. Who subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. God has gone up with a shout. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. For God is the ruler of all the earth. God reigns over the nations. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham. Let's remain standing, please, for our hymn of praise, number 154, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Thank you.
Please be seated. Lincoln, can you come down and bring everybody with you? You can move over that way. Move over that way. Stand right there. It's good. Turn and face everybody. There we go. Okay, page 33. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Lincoln Jace is here today for baptism. So let me ask you, on behalf of Lincoln, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you? Put your whole trust in to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. And I mean, today we're talking about the power that God gives us to resist evil in this world. So do you accept that freedom and power that God gives you? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, whom God raised from the dead. Do you put your whole trust in His grace, His undeserved love that He gives us? And do you promise to serve Him as your Lord in this life and in the life to come, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, all nations, and all races? If so, answer, I do. To the godparents, the sponsors, will you nurture Lincoln in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? That means if his mom and dad fall away from church, you won't. That you will, hey, we're going to stop by, pick up Lincoln today, and take him to church. You'll say grace with him before meals. Help him say prayers at bedtime. Tell him about the Bible. Read Bible stories to him. But you'll help bring him up in a Christian life. If so, answer, I will. And do you who sponsor these candidates, do you support and encourage him in his Christian life? If so, say, I will. Okay. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, do you reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Lincoln now before you in your care? Now, Lincoln, don't let that bother you that they're not always on the same page, okay? They love each other. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the forgiveness of sins,
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and Lincoln, who is about to receive it, to wash away his sin, clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. Hey, dude. Lincoln, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and I baptize you in the name of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, Lincoln, that being born through the water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all your life.
Welcome the child, meet him as one, take him and lift him up to the sun, show him the truth you know life to be. Welcome the child for me. Welcome the child, make him your own. Treat him with kindness, help him to grow. Show him the love that will set his soul free. Welcome the child for me. Welcome the child, wonderful one, tender and mild, blessed by the sun. Welcome the child, so
Page 37, now it is our joy to welcome our new brother in Christ.
you.
Thank you guys for being here, for standing up for Lincoln today and all the rest of his life. Spoil him, buy him little gifts every now and then and cards, and spend time with him. That's the most precious gift we have to give to anybody. And I know how much I appreciated my godmother, because she always did that, spoiled me a little bit, made me feel special. Thank you for Lincoln, for keeping that fussing until you got back to your mother. With me, you were great with me. Thank you. You may be seated. Get this after. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? Good? What's new? School's out, huh? Summer vacation is upon us. Fingers. Yeah, You'll grow up telling your friends, yeah, our pastor used to think he was cool going around wiggling his fingers at it. Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. I've got a job for everybody today, okay? I would like you to go and get two Bibles and just bring them up here. Okay, whoop, nope, just her. You, I would like you to go and get me two hymnals. Two hymnals. I want you to kneel down at the altar. Right over here. Kneel down over here, okay? Right over here. Michael, just kneel there. Go tell three people that Jesus loves them. Bring three people up here. Okay, just hold on to those. Let me put these up here. Oh, well, got a Bible up here. So we have the Bible, the hymnals, told three people that Jesus loves them, brought three people up here and kneeling at the altar and praying. This is the mission in life that we've all been given by the Holy Spirit. Every one of us have a job to do from the moment we're born. God has a plan for our lives. God did not say, here's life, go and enjoy and do whatever you want. But God says, I have a plan. That plan's name is Jesus Christ, and all of you have a part in that plan. So we are to learn all we can about Jesus, to study the Word, the Bible. We are to sing songs of joy and gather together as a community of faith. That's why we use the hymnal, to sing praises to God. We are to take the message of the gospel, spread it to the whole world, and tell them, let them know that Jesus loves them. We are to bring people to church to make disciples out of them, so that they, in turn, can go out and tell the whole world that Jesus loves them. And we are to pray. Always, always pray. Pray at church, pray at home, wherever we go. Be in an attitude of prayer. This is the work that we have to do as Christians. And we do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, we don't work for ourselves. Every day, we work for Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the foreman. Tells us what to do. Okay. You three may go and sit down. Thank you. Let's huddle up here. And then you can take those books back. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we know that you have a plan for us, and we don't always understand what it is. But pour out your Spirit upon us and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Every day of our lives, there's something you want us to do. So help us do that. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why
Thank you, Miss Connie. Two beautiful songs by you this morning. We are blessed. Our word of God today comes from the New Testament, from the book of Acts, and has to do with Jesus taken up into heaven. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. At this time, will the ushers please come forward for our gifts and our offerings?
Thank you.
truly, dear Heavenly Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to your holy name. Praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise you, O Lamb of God. All honor and glory and praise to you, for you alone are worthy. And God, we give to you our lives this day as living sacrifices. So do what you want with what we have. Do what you want with who we are. Your will be done and your name be glorified. Bless and multiply this offering, we pray. Bless and multiply it. Use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to recognize a few of our graduates. When I call your name, please come on down, and we will do ladies first. Katie. You tell them, Lincoln. I have no idea what's in here, Katie. But it's a lot like life. We never know what is around the corner, what life holds for us. You have been edumacated. You have been made a more useful citizen of our country, all of which God can put to his use. And I know that God has already used you and has great plans for you. So, you have graduated. Congratulations. What are your plans for the future?
To go to Seton Hill University.
Go to Seton Hill University. And with hopes and dreams of being what? A reenactor. Okay, very good. Just as I will say to all the graduates, you know God may have other plans. So always be willing to go wherever the Lord leads you. Sometimes it's exactly where we expected to go. Sometimes it's not at all where we expected to go. But the good news is that God's in control. And so, Katie, we pray that nothing but the best happens to you and that God blesses you in every area of your life. So if you'll just move over there a little bit. Rick. Something's in there. It's not. Want to stick your hand in there? No? Okay. I don't know what's in there either, Rick. Sorry. But Rick, you graduated. And what's your plans?
Westmoreland Community College just for general education courses, and then hopefully transfer to Slippery Rock for music therapy.
Okay. And that's good. General education courses and that. You know, even at your tender young age, as old as you think you are, you don't really have to know what it is that you're going to do. You may have an idea. You may have hopes and dreams. But you don't absolutely have to know what it is you're going to be doing. But music major at Slippery Rock. Okay, Slippery Rocks, beautiful country up there. My brother-in-law graduated from there with a degree in teaching. Good place to go. And it's not too far from home. So you can bring your dirty clothes home and get them washed. But God bless you in all that you do too, Rick. Okay. Hunter. Check this out. Okay. Very good, Hunter. Very good. All right. Hello. What is the dog's name?
Atlas.
Hi, Atlas. Okay. Again, I have no idea what's in here, Hunter. But what are your plans?
Well, I will be going into my master's program in the fall in clinical counseling with a focus in vocational rehab and mental health counseling.
Okay, clinical counseling with a focus on
vocational rehabilitation and mental health counseling.
Okay, vocational rehabilitation and mental health counseling. And the world is a mess. I said, the world is a mess. It needs more counselors. So I'm glad to hear that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And here you go.
Thank you very much.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our graduates unto you. And there are graduates that we have, Lord, that are not with us tonight. There are graduates that we know about, such as my son who graduated seminary Friday night. And Lord, we pray that you're with all of our graduates. Pour out your spirit upon them and guide them and direct them in the way that you would have them go. Bless them in all that they do and prosper them, Lord. For not only are they ours, but most importantly, they are yours. So bless them and their families. Bless their relationships they have now and the ones they'll have in the future. Bless them and prosper them in all that they do. For they have favor with God and man. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Anybody have a joy that they are just busting at the seams to share?
New son-in-law.
If he were here, he'd put that in concerns. But yes, new son-in-law. And as I told you earlier, Fritz, he's blessed to be going into your family. Okay. Here we go. As usual, but not as usual. For the roof over our heads, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, TV, radio, iPods, smartphones, the vehicles that we drive in, for our pets, our family, our friends, work, our health such that it is, our neighbors, the community in which we live, our country, the weather such that it is, this place, shoelaces, indoor plumbing, toilet paper, cologne, deodorant, toothpaste, toothpicks, paper plates, refrigerators, air conditioning, and I could go on and on, of course. For all of those things, we raise both hands. We give them a shake and we say, praise the Lord. Concerns. We always have concerns for FUMC, our church, for USA, our country, and all that that means. We have some prayer requests here for Mary Ann. Her father died yesterday. We want to pray for Jennifer, for Virginia, and for the Teeman family, T-E-A-M-A-N-N. And Daryl. Daryl, you're expecting a second baby. Okay, and of course she's, congratulations. But pray for Brittany. A lot of that sickness that goes with that. So keep Brittany in your prayers. Pray for Larry. And we want to put Larry Gee on the prayer list. Back of our bulletin has a list of prayer requests. Our homework, my homework, your homework. Put that prayer list from the bulletin, put it next to your coffee pot. Put it in your bathroom. Put it next to your Bible, the end table next to your chair. Pick it up, pray about it whenever you think about it. A lot of people hurting in the world. Our youth, addicts, people who are lost, homeless. We've got to pray for our first responders, victims of foul weather, which there's been plenty of that out through the Midwest. Victims of wars. Okay, for our Caleb and Patrick. For Hannah, who's being ordained this week, our daughter. And for annual conference. Indeed, prayers for our denomination. Prayers for all those who have just graduated, as we just got done doing. A lot of things, a lot of people to pray for. Particularly want to pray for Bob. Alice was in church this morning. And Sonia and Anita, her daughters, were with her. Alice was overwhelmed with all the love and the support. Bob's been given 4 months to live, if he even makes it that long. Cancer. So Bob's right now in Forbes Hospital. She wants to bring him home. Great guy, Bob. We're their family. Amen? They'll need our help. Alice will need a phone call every now and then. Just say, how are you? Alice will need cards. Bob will need cards. Bob will need prayers. Does this mean we give up and say, well, the doctor said? No, it doesn't. We hold out hope till the last breath. How many people thought they were about to die when Jesus came along? We'll do what we can. Help lift Bob up by faith and the whole family. And we will actively get involved. So please do that. Life is not always fair. So for all these concerns, if you have an unspoken one, raise your hand. For all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Thank you. Thank you that we have options, choices for this country in which we live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Forgive us when we take any of it for granted. And Lord, we lift up to you all of our concerns because we believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. We have favor with God and man. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. It is written. So come, Holy Spirit. We ask all this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 44. Let us hear with our hearts and our minds this word of the Lord. Jesus said to them, "This is what I have told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of all these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. It's our birthday next week. I don't mean my birthday. I don't mean Barb's birthday. I mean our birthday, right? Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church. Today is a very important day. Today is real important because of what we just read, because of what just took place. Jesus knew that this was the moment in time that was most critical. This was the moment in time that could wreck the whole train of Christianity. Because he was about to tell his disciples something, and they would have to make a choice, a critical choice. He told them he was about to leave now. He had died on the cross, and they were just blown away with that. But then he was raised from the dead. They were blown away with that. And then for 40 days, he hung out with them and appeared to lots and lots of people, and he ate with them and talked to them and touched them and they were blown away by that, but they got over it, and they were in a good place, and their faith had grown in leaps and bounds. And now Jesus tells them, because he knows this is it, this is what all this has been building up for, he tells them, I'm going. I'm going to leave you now, and I'm giving you a mission, and that mission is to be my witness, locally, out around Jerusalem, Israel, Samaria, the places you don't like to go, that's Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's everywhere. You are to be my witnesses, is what Jesus said. And then he was lifted up and disappeared from their sight. And as they're standing there looking up into the sky, all of a sudden an angel appears unto them and says, "Why are you guys standing around here goggling and oogling and looking up? Jesus is gone. All you need to know is that one day he'll come back the same way he left." So what did the disciples do then? What were Jesus' orders to them? He told them that when I leave, I'm going to send you power from on high. So go to Jerusalem and wait for it. So the disciples went to the temple. This is the temple. They went to church. And what did they do while they were at church? Scripture says that they praised God. They went to church and praised God and waited for that power from on high before going out and doing anything else. This is that moment in time that Jesus knew was so important if Christianity was to continue, if the church was to continue and flourish. And the disciples made the choice to go to church and to continually praise God until the Holy Spirit came. This was that moment in time that was so critical. Jesus said, "I'm sending you power from on high." So the disciples went to church, continually praised God, and waited for the Spirit to come upon them, for that power from on high, before going out and doing anything else. And I can go on saying that over and over and over again. They did not go to church and have a wonderful time. They did not go to church and bicker and argue and fight. And they did not go to church and worry about the color of the carpet and what time meetings were supposed to be and how long they were supposed to be who had what room and who was going where and when. And they didn't care about that stuff. All they did was go and praise God. Because praising God is the most powerful thing you and I can do. Because when you praise God, continually praise God, power comes from on high. It is a life changer. And so that's what they did. That was the mission in life that they were given. From the beginning of time, we were always given a mission in life, weren't we? Dress, till, and keep the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Love one another as I have loved you. Think more highly of others than you think of yourself. Boy, the list just goes on and on and on. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick. We have always been given a mission. And now we as the church need to pray for that power from on high to make disciples of Jesus Christ in order to send them out to be witnesses to the rest of the world about Jesus. That's your job and my job every day that we get up. It begins here among the faithful, praising God together. So come, Holy Spirit. Come and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. God loves you, and so do I. Stand and sing, and as we praise God with number 2074, Shout to the Lord. What, pardon? Oh, communion. I'm so carried away. Really praise God here, huh? Love them whoops moments. It's humble pie. Page 12 of your hymnal. I've always said that communion is where we turn our backs on the world. Jesus walks up to us. We walk up to him. Put our arms around each other and hug one another. And Jesus whispers in our ear that he loves us. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We pray, O Lord, that you would bless this bread that we are going to take, that it would be for us the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord, for this cup of the new covenant. Bless these elements, that they would be for us the body and blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the whole world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The ushers, please. Body. Take it, hold on to it, we'll take it together. If you've already taken it, it's okay. It's a very spiritual thing that's happening here. I mean, it feels like bread that's been torn up, and that is what it is. But when by faith we are taking this bread, believing it to be, praying for it to be, the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God's Spirit is here in a special way. Not only are we remembering all that Jesus has done for us, but we're saying, transform us through that, God. We're saying that we don't want our lives to be the way they've been. We want them to be different for you. Hold it up. Take and eat. Grape juice, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the cup of the new covenant, seals the deal. Reminds us that any act of love is not something that we do a little bit or just till it feels uncomfortable, but any act of love on our part, any kind of Christian love, is love that goes all the way, makes complete sacrifice, no holding back. Don't want to give a little bit. That's the love of the world, to give until it's convenient, until it's a little uncomfortable. But to give everything and hold nothing back, that wild, crazy love, it's not going to make sense to the people you're loving. They're going to be blown away. That's the love of Jesus. That's the love that made him give everything, every last drop of his blood on the cross for us. For hundreds of years, the Jewish people had been sacrificing animals and draining their blood in order to pay for their sins. Because sin is death, separates you from God, and it requires a death in order to pay for it. And so they had the Day of Atonement every year. where they would go to the temple and bring their animals, their sacrifices. The priest would sacrifice that animal, splash that blood on the horns of the altar, and their sins would be forgiven. Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." Once for all, it was done. It didn't need to be done again. His was the final sacrifice, and he held nothing back. And he said, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." The world can't handle that kind of love. That's why we use it. The Lamb, Jesus Christ, hold it up. Takes away our sins, makes us different, changes our lives, puts us on a mission. Take and drink. Sing 2074. Remember the kids? They all did different things. We're not all called to do the same thing, but we all have been given a mission in life. So go out there and do it with holy boldness. Go out there and do it crazy at heart. Be extravagant with your love, because this world's not our home. We're going to a better place. So spread the good news. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. For this we pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.